Hi, Ivy.
Hi. Hi. Okay, I'm Yama Violet and Aharo. Hi, everyone. That's our captain, Kapi. She's known as Kapi. I've known Anyama since we're like little girls, really little girls. And she's such an inspirational woman because she took on a role, a career that lots of women have ventured into when she went into it. Like, she's a pilot, you know. I think I've also been in a plane when she'd actually flew on the plane as well. And I mean, she was amazing, great. Okay, so I'm gonna let her talk about herself, you know, and so welcome everyone. Enjoy the show today. Anyama, over to you.
Hi, Ivy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, my name is Anyama. My middle name is Violet. I was named after my English grandmother. And now, used to be my deckmom. Yes, I have known Ivy since school. When she was a tiny little girl with a flat chest, we all were. Anyway, I am a pilot with Air Peace, one of the major airlines in Nigeria. Used to be with Aero. And I have been flying for almost as many years as I've been married, about 11, mm-hmm. 11 years. I have two kids. I'm married to a pilot as well. Met him in flying school. And I am also a health and fitness enthusiast, an entrepreneur, network marketing professional. You can say that.
Amazing one.
So that's me.
An amazing one as well. Wow, so Anyama, just tell me, right? So first of all, going into the field of flying airlines is not so easy for women to actually make. Even at the time when you actually made that decision, how easy was it for you, you know, to actually make that step to go into a world of men, really? How easy? Because I mean, I can't imagine myself flying a plane, right? I don't know.
Of course you can. Anyone can fly. Well, I didn't think about it like the world of men. Mm-hmm. I just thought about it as something to do that was, from the outside, it seemed like fun. It seemed different. It seemed to be lucrative. Mm-hmm. And it kind of job I would do where no 2 days would be the same, and I would enjoy it. I really wanted that. So, and I had always been intrigued, you know, by the whole principle of flight. So yes, those were some of the reasons that made me go in flying. Mm-hmm. Or decide to.
Yeah, so I mean, I really like what you say. I mean, looking from outside, it's adventurous and exciting, you know. That means you're also daring, because I mean driving a car for me is easy, and for some women I've met, they'll tell you, I can't even imagine driving a car. But then, you know, flying a plane, I'm like, wow, you know. That's like really daunting, but you know, it's amazing as well. And I'm like, I understand where you're coming from, being exciting. So what are the challenges you faced while flying, you know, any challenge that you've ever come across while flying a plane, you know? And I can't understand, I mean, what? Do you have any challenges you faced?
I would say that you don't face different challenges from what men face as a woman, seeing as we're talking about men. Everyone is an airman. Everyone just has the opportunities, the same. You face the same thing every day. Interestingly, driving, especially in Lagos, is more stressful than flying. I'll say that. Yeah, because you have a bus or a bike jump in front of your plane when you're flying, right? You have everything is more structured. Everything is more structured and organized and well, serious. Once you get the hang of it, it can be daunting initially, but once you get the hang of it, it is when you just do what you're supposed, what you're trained to do. There's a lot of training. You're constantly being trained and retrained and reassessed. And yes, recurrent training, assessments. So you're constantly having to stay up to date. You're study and learn and relearn. So once you have that down as a habit, it's you find that you're supposed to do it's not as scary, should I say, as it looks from the outside.
Oh my, wow. Okay, so have you and your husband ever flown before, you know, together as pilots?
Yes, not it's not a regular thing. What would happen is in an airline, we're right now in the same airline. We have been in the same airline, and then he moved, and then somehow we ended up in the same airline again. On our 10th year wedding anniversary, it was a one-off, a special request. You know, just we were both flying that day. We're not going to celebrate. So, but why don't we mark it by flying together? We made a request, and management, chief pilot at the time, was gracious enough to allow it. So this, we were scheduled on the roster to fly together. We went to work in the same car. He was the captain and I was the co-pilot. And it wasn't, because people keep asking like, oh, how was it? I'm like, it wasn't really like anything. It was just like, I'm flying with anyone, because it was a very busy day. It was Benin. And Benin is a short flight. So on the shorter the flight, the more the workload, because there's so little time to do so much. And so we have time to think about it, like, oh, we're flying together, you know. And there was bad weather that made it even more, you know, like things to think about and things to do and things to think and all that. So we did that flight, and I was flying, because, you know, you interchange roles, pilot flying and pilot monitoring. I was flying to Benin, and it was really bad. We couldn't see the runway in good time, you know, bad weather. And then we saw the runway, there were very strong winds, and he was like, can you handle it? You know, just like a regular crew. And I said, yes, I'm fine. I landed, and he said, okay, good job. You know, just like anyone else would do. Yeah, so, and, okay, talking about women, when we landed and we parked, we know passengers are getting off, and passengers were like, no, we want to say thank you to the captain. That was such a good flight. And I flew, you know, but they wanted to say thank you to him, because he was fine. And I was like, are you guys serious? Yeah, so, and then the flight attendant announced, set us up by announcing that today we have both Mr. and Mrs., you know, flying together. It's their anniversary. So we had to stand at the door and say thank you to everyone, you know. Congratulations. Some people wanted a hug. Thank goodness it wasn't the time now with the Kono thing. Hope everyone would sell me a picture, a handshake, a hug. Thank you. Well, yeah, that was the first and last time we flew together to mark our 10th year anniversary, like I said. But not airline wouldn't normally do that, because we've had father and daughter, you know, siblings, they would tend to not roster family together. But I mean, if there were, rather than cancel a flight, you know, like really there's no one else, and then they would. But it's a one-off thing. It's not a regular thing, mostly for an airline to do that.
Oh, but that's really amazing, though. I mean, even though it was a one-off, I'm sure you'd never forget that day. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So tell me, what would you say to women who are thinking about, you know, setting up a career in, you know, to be a pilot? Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of women, even though you took that step, a lot of women are still afraid to do certain, to take on certain roles, you know, in the world right now. So what would be your advice to women who are thinking, or maybe they're afraid to actually do something as daring as fly, you know, a plane? What would be your advice to them?
Well, my advice, first of all, it's not women. Generally, a lot of people tend to see the flying career as, oh, you have a death wish, or you're suicidal, or whatever.
Are you serious?
I have met grown men who tell you, oh, you know, I really wanted to be a pilot, but I'm the only son, or my mother did this, or, you know, and then I couldn't go. What do you mean you're the only son, you know? So I've met lots of grown men who tell you they wanted to go to flying school, but their family was scared, and so they were scared. There's no gray areas, let me put it that way, in flying. It's black or white, it's specific, you're taught to fly and you fly, and there's so many rules and checks and counter checks. So to reduce the margin of error,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And when you talk air crashes, think about it, the statistics of air crashes,
mm-hmm,
compared to the number in the sky, mm-hmm, relative to compare to road crashes and stuff that you don't, mm-hmm, hear about.
Yeah.
So it's not scary. They say you're afraid of what you do not understand. So my advice to a woman or girls who would want to go into flying as a career would be, learn more about it. If you want to do something, learn about it. Knowledge casts out fear. The more you know, the more you understand, the less scared you'll be. Like Ivy, think about it. Someone is on a table and you have a knife and you're supposed to cut them up and operate and take out their kidney.
I would rather fly. I would rather just get behind the cockpit, into the cockpit and fly. No, I wouldn't even do that. Seriously, I'll try.
What to do? You learned and really fun, practiced and all. Then it's not such a scary thing. So it's just learn up. If you want to go into it, first of all, remove the fear. Anybody can do it. I mean, look at me. You would describe me as timid back in school, even. And there's even lots of little looking girls, you know, and they're flying and they're captains. So it's just understand it more by learning more about it. There's lots of information online now. Watch aircraft investigations, get to know what kind of thinking, how the aircraft is made to work, and all the dynamics that have to do with flights. And the more you know, you'll find that the less scary it is. So go for it. And I'm talking about women who want to go and fly. Another thing where they're thinking, oh, if I'm a pilot, I won't be able to go to the family. It depends. You're flying maybe in an airline that has you in Amsterdam today and you tomorrow. And yeah, that might be a bit difficult. But especially we're very fortunate that we have, you can be whatever country you're in, it doesn't have to be Nigeria. You just pick maybe an airline that mostly does regional or domestic flights. That way you tend to always get home every day, you know. Mm. So it's a choice.
It's a choice.
You have options. You come home every day. So you can come home every day. Remember, it's not a 9-to-5. Flying has specifics. There's only a amount of hours you can fly in a day. So you're not going to go at 4 a.m., leave at 4 a.m. and come home at 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if I'm leaving home at 4 a.m. for a really early flight,
yeah,
I'll be home in the afternoon. So, you know, so it's not, there'll be some day where it's really bad, you know, but it's not a regular thing.
That's amazing. It's really bad.
Yes. So for a woman, that's not a problem at all, having to move the family and have time, depending as well on what routes you fly, what airline you work for, and what fleet you fly, and what that fleet does, I guess. So you can make those choices.
Okay. Yes. So that means that you can generally just have good work-life balance if you're into the pilot in your career.
Yes. Of course, there's sometimes where you don't have a job. The job you could get was this airline that does all these crazy routes, but then you would probably, whilst at it, make plans to find another airline. Maybe.
Exactly.
Compromise, you know, or something. But yeah, you can find a way.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's amazing. I mean, you have actually demystified some areas that I'm sure some women would be, you know, thinking about. You know, so I mean, that's amazing. So even I myself, I can decide I want to be a pilot, right? And going to that's the learning, right? To school and everything.
Exactly.
So Sorry?
I said you can come off the flight and drink cocktails in the back.
All right. Oh wow. So Nima, tell me, how are you able to juggle the, you know, your career as a pilot, children, hobby, and also the health and fitness area that you actually are doing really great things in? I mean, how are you able to juggle all that together?
Everything, first of all, is about interest. If you're not interested in something, or you don't really enjoy something, mm-hmm. it will be strenuous and mm-hmm. stressful.
Yeah.
First of all, when you pick the things you want to juggle, they should be things you have a passion for, mm-hmm. right? That's the first thing. So now, once you love all those things, it wouldn't be because you enjoy them, right? Mm-hmm. You find a way. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stress you because these are things you enjoy doing.
Yes.
So, exactly. So my flying career, first of all, it's a fun job. It has its stresses, of course, but it's enjoyable. I mean, think about it, you know, flying, going up into the sky, looking down on your problems as you fly away. Sometimes you look down and everything looks so small, and you just think how big God is and how small you are, mm-hmm. problems you have. There's that. So then, family. I mean, family is love. Family is a joy, right? Mm-hmm. I love my husband. So if you love them, it's not stressful balancing them into your life because you love it. It's a pleasure. It's stressful, but it's a pleasure. Now, my other passion, which is my networking business, which is into fitness. First of all, there's a lot of networking companies and stuff. So you pick something that appeals to you. Health and fitness appeals to me. As a pilot, you have to be really fit. You have to be healthy. You're constantly having medical checks, you know, well, frequently. So you need to be fit for these checks.
Yeah.
So it just kind of blends in, right? The lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And if it's a business where I'm able to earn a living, an extra income, let me put it that way, not my living, and help other people also earn an income, it also blends in nicely. Family, you love, mm-hmm. and blends in, you know. So I think the trick is to pick things you will truly resonate, and then it's stressful. You always find a way. You know what I say? If you don't want to do it, you'll find an excuse. If you really want to do it, you'll find a way. See, mm-hmm. that's findings that will help you. Or if you're in a job we really hate and you can't do anything about that, then you have to earn a side hustle that is such a pleasure that it balances out the stress of work, right? Yes. So now your family, look at them, think about the blessings, think about people who are struggling to have family, you know, and you have this, so it's a blessing. So having that at the back of your mind, thankful for the things you have that a lot of people may not have, helps you to put things in perspective and balance it out, and you will find a way. I'm not going to give a set out way to handle it because everyone's situation is different.
Different.
You will find a way if you really love those different various factors of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing and well said. And you know, another thing again that you mentioned that's so important is augmenting income. So of course, having another source of income, and that is something that a lot of, you know, people are talking about. When you look at the COVID-19, you know, situation, it's got everybody on lockdown. And if you're depending on one source of income, it can be crazy, you know. So this is something that we all need to think about. You know, you have your 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or 8-to-6, you know, yeah, but it should be something that you should actually have passion for, and do that will bring you some form of income after, including when you sleep. You know how you make income when you're sleeping, you know. So I think this is something that, this is a conversation that people should really be having now. Yes. Okay, so how have you managed this lockdown session? So you're at home with the kids, the two kids. Hubby, I mean, how has it been? It's not, I mean, for some people are going crazy and saying, gosh, I need to just go and stay in my car for 1 hour, you know, leave them fasting. I mean, how have you managed it? I know, of course, with virtual schooling and home, everything, homework and all, how have you managed this? Because you look like you've just been taking it easy and having a breeze. That's how you look. Yeah.
Yeah, look, first of all, they need to sit in the car for 1 hour. If that helps, beautiful. I walk for about 40 minutes in the evening, and that tends to clear my head and give me some air. So yes, important. Whatever works for you to do that 1 hour thing in a day.
In a day, right? Things,
and don't judge. Well, yes, first of all, don't try to be, we're talking to women now, don't try to be a superwoman.
Okay.
Well, some this lockdown will discover how to find car, you know, they'll go into their private lab and discover something fine. But if you're just gonna be a regular person with kids and a husband and a home, how you'd make the best of it is, first of all, it's a chance to rest, especially if you have a job where you're constantly up early and back home late.
Yeah.
Remember to rest. This is a when you don't have to be up at 4 a.m., please. You
know. Don't sleep.
I mean, waking up at 4 a.m. is your thing, by all means. But you don't have to if it's not your thing.
Yeah.
Sleep in, you know, relax. Take it easy. It's not, no one is coming to inspect you. Mm-hmm. And then there's so many ways you can handle it. Like, First of all, there's always those things you want to do that you haven't had the chance to do.
Yeah.
Because you're busy.
Yeah.
Trying to do it. Bond with kids. Let's get to know what they're thinking. Talk, you know, sit with them, talk to them, and find out things you can do with them. Because if you're like me, I have my domestic help, they don't live with me. They come and they leave. So if you have that, so this is a time where you really have to get everyone's hands on deck.
Yes, because you can't do all the chores yourself.
They're not going to do it perfectly, but hey, eventually get everything done, you know, and you will have that one day where you're like, okay, I'm just going to clean, you know. Fine, you know, get everything organized, rearrange, all those things you've been thinking about rearranging. But take it once a day as it don't do everything in one day. Actually, when you're in the mood, you know, rest a lot, play a lot. And if you're someone who's into reading, read that book. If you're going to discover something, cure to something, by all means, do it. You know, don't try on too much more than you can. Do what you can. Yes, very, very important. Don't try to save the world. If that's not your thing, just take your time and relax. That's me.
Just do what you can, right? Just take it one day at a time. I really like, you know, what you said about taking the chance to rest, because and resting sometimes, you know, you can think you're resting, but you're not really resting, right? When you're lying there, you're thinking about so many things at the same time. You know, by the time you get up, you're even feeling more exhausted than when you went to bed. You know, so sometimes it's actually good to really rest. That means just take your mind off everything and rest. You know, that is something that I really need to practice seriously, because I don't think I'm resting, you know, so I need to practice that. Wow. So this has been an amazing session, Violet and Emma. Okay. Do you have any last words for the ladies out there to inspire them? You know, are we okay? Do you have any last words for them?
Okay, last words. Let's see. Try to do all you can. you know, to leave a legacy, to be remembered for this. Mm-hmm. You know, same time, remember it's the journey, not the destination. Mm-hmm. For everything you try to accomplish in life, it's important for a woman to feel and appreciate the present, what you do. Otherwise, because you never stop at, you know, there's always something like a goal you're chasing. It's good, yeah, because it keeps you alert. It gives you hope. There's always something you're chasing. However, it's very, very important as the goal, it is also enjoying the journey, stopping to breathe and enjoy, mm-hmm, what you do have while that trip, because you get to the destination, there's another destination, there's always another destination. So it's important for women to enjoy the journey, enjoy the little things, forgive yourself, mm-hmm, give yourself a break. That test, there is no contest in life. It's all about you, what makes you happy, and you know, at the end of the day. So that's my word. Be chase things, set goals, look, think big. However, it's important, mm-hmm, to always and remember the present, like think about the present and enjoy it, appreciate it. That way we live a fuller life.
In fact, I really like what you just said now, because we have a problem with really enjoying and appreciating where we are and what we've achieved, right? Even as human beings, because we're always going to the next thing. But stopping to say, okay, you know what, I've actually done well here and appreciate that you've actually achieved this is so important to do. So I really think that this is a real take back for people. So go back and, you know, sit down and just, you know, look back and say, okay, this is what I've achieved so far. It's even going to even inspire you to do more and to do better, you know, in all your endeavors. Yeah, that's an amazing, amazing, amazing one. Oh, Anyama, thank you so much. Thank you. We've come to the end of this session. You're leaving a legacy as well, and I think leaving a legacy is what everybody should be thinking of doing. You know, we're not just called into the world to exist, but to live a fulfilling life, right? So I'm going to end on that note and tell everyone, you know, that they should look out for the next session. You know, I'm not sure when that's going to be, but soon, I guess. I'm not even sure who's going to be on next. But enjoy this session we've had with Anyama. And like I always say, take down your notes, and you know, because there's always some nuggets to that you can reflect on and apply, you know, in your life. Right. So thank you so much, Anyama. Thank you.
Ivy. Bye.